Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realty, The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. It all starts on November 26th as we light up the world's largest fresh-cut Christmas tree during Enid's Light Up the Plains. Go to theoneenid.com.
Well, the uptrend in cattle futures has picked up steam as traders see more strength to come. Feedlots continue to command higher prices for their cattle, and they're getting it. Being a holiday week, cash traded $2 higher than last week, 136, some 137 here in our part of the country yesterday. On a dress basis, $4 higher, 214. More business is expected to be done today, with some hopes that cash even could trade higher. Some weeks ago, packers held out for numerous weeks without paying higher prices, resulting in limited forward contract cattle. Hog futures struggled yesterday but were able to close mixed. Front month December continues to hold close to cash. The bright spot yesterday was the increase of cash on the National Direct Afternoon Report of 50 cents. Packers likely became more aggressive due to their desire to accomplish business quickly and early this week. Cutouts did fall significantly, with the price down $1.33, and one just has to wonder when the continued weakness might end. Meanwhile, on the grains, trade in the wheat market was mixed overnight, with gains in Kansas City and Minneapolis, while Chicago saw small losses. It's been an impressive week so far in wheat markets, as Kansas City and Chicago posted new contract and multi-year highs, while Paris milling wheat futures posted new all-time highs. Corn prices were slightly easier overnight, as most contracts consolidated just below the highs struck yesterday. Now, the gains made Monday and Tuesday would appear to be signaling corn prices are breaking out of their consolidation phase to the upside. More confirmation will be needed, but the price action is encouraging. One event that could keep corn prices somewhat subdued until Friday would be December option expiring. The soy complex saw higher trade overnight, with gains being led by soybean oil up to about 0.3 to 0.5%. Malaysian palm oil was a bit more than 1% overnight. We're going to check all the futures when we come back in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Livestock futures at the close yesterday. December live cattle up 97, 135.40. February up 45, 139.42. January feeder cattle up 267, 164.37. March up 157, 165.67. December hogs down 50 cents, 74.15. Kansas City wheat December up 17 cents, 878 and 3 quarters. The March up 17 and a half, 884. Chicago wheat December up 10 and a quarter, 856. March was up 10 cents, 867 and a half. December corn up 3 3/4 yesterday, 580 and a half. March was up 4 cents at 588 and a quarter. January soybeans down 1 1/4 at 1273. March down 1 3/4 at 1284 and a half. December cotton up 265, 120.36.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.